Time's up. The answer to today's GeoQuiz, the world's first officially atheist country, is Albania. The Balkan nation's communist leaders banned all religious organizations in 1967. Anyone caught worshiping, even in private, suffered severe penalties. But religion rose as communism fell in the early 1990s. Correspondent David Shenatri introduces us to a side of Albania that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Near the center of the Albanian capital of Tirana stands St. Paul's Roman Catholic Cathedral. Light is streaming in through large stained glass windows, illuminating hundreds of worshipers. This is a new building housing what is, in a sense, a new church. On this day, about a dozen young adults are being baptized, a scene unimaginable during the communist period when any religious expression was strictly against the law. Among the celebrants is Father Arian Scorti.
For me, that is a dreadful history that I don't want to remember, and thank God, to celebrate the resurrection of Christ for me is, to celebrate, the resurrection of the Christian community.
It's not just the Christian community. In a Tirana mosque, 27-year-old Blendi Shima says his Islamic faith grew from his parents' experience during the atheist years.
It was natural they had an inside protest against the regime, but it was very difficult for them to express, and because of that, my faith is stronger.
After a period of complete suppression, religion is coming back. New mosques and churches have gone up in every corner of the country, often built with money from abroad, including the United States. Almost 250 religious organizations are present here, including Protestant evangelicals, Mormons, and Jehovah's Witnesses. The Muslim call to prayer is a common sound. Orthodox Christians fill Sunday services. Jan Pelosi is the Orthodox bishop in the city of Korcha. He came of age during the communist period. He joined what he calls an underground church and was baptized in secret. He didn't tell his parents that he was a believer until 15 years later. Now he celebrates Mass in a new ornate domed cathedral.
This is both a joy and a big responsibility, because to rebuild something is not easy. Maybe you can build walls very easily, but to build again the faith in the heart of the people will be a little difficult, because all this persecution, all this atheistic propaganda for a long time have changed the people.
It's estimated that about 70% of Albanians are Muslim, 20% are Orthodox, and 10% Catholic. But as few as 1 in 4 Albanians are thought to actually worship. Religion here is more a matter of cultural identity than spiritual belief. Albanians are quite proud of a reputation for religious tolerance. Mixed marriages are common, and people of one faith often celebrate the holidays of others. Haji Dede Rashat Bardi is the leader of the Bektashis, a Muslim sect that is headquartered just outside Tirana.
The most important thing for Bektashism is how to get people together and communities together. That's how it was in Albania. We don't need someone to join us together from outside. We did it ourselves.
But there is increasing concern about outside influence in Albania's religious awakening. While still rare, the beards and dress of Islamic fundamentalism can be seen here. Several hundred mosques have been built with money from the Mideast, and more than 600 Albanian Muslims have gone abroad to study Islam before returning to Albania to teach. Samir Rasheku studied in Libya. Now as vice chairman of the Albanian Muslim community, he insists the moderate nature of Albanian Islam will not change. He says the foreign money was needed to reestablish the religion after the ban was lifted in 1990.
The money that came from outside helped us get through the emergency. Our goal was always clear. The mission of Albania's Muslim community was to conserve our traditional Muslim values.
Albania's constitution guarantees freedom of religion. Rasim Hassani is the head of Albania's State Committee on Cults, as it's known here. He says outsiders and their money won't make Albanians intolerant.
Albanians keep distinct traditions between faiths. The differences are there, but they're not important. Albanians don't assimilate everything that comes from outside.
And many people here, including Muslim leaders, say Albanians will resist any move towards Islamic fundamentalism because the country's future lies with political integration into Europe. For The World, his David Shenatri, Tirana, Albania.